Our critic Kevin Whitehead says everybody knows jazz is an American invention that mediates between African and European musical conventions. But for decades, African and European improvisers have been forging their own bonds and hybrids without American mediation. As a case in point, Kevin reviews a newly issued historical recording by the South African bassist Harry Miller.
Bassist Harry Miller's sextet, Isipingo, 1975. Miller's band was half English and half South African, a perfect emblem of bicontinental cooperation. In fact, Miller sort of initiated such contacts in 1961 when he, along with friend and future hitmaker Manfred Mann, emigrated from Cape Town to the UK. In 1965, Miller got some company when the interracial Cape Town combo The Blue Notes turned up in London. From then on, the South Africans' catchy, easy chord tunes, layered riffs, and rolling rhythms were an invitation to English players to join in. Jazz was their common language, and improvisation the glue. Now, African and European musicians were influencing each other long before the transatlantic slave trade, and it's not like sub-Saharan choirs or church-going Europeans needed Americans to teach them call and response. That said, Nick Evans' shouting trombone owes a lot to Texas field hollers. Even Euro improvisers exploring their own roots had African-American role models. Harry Miller's CD, Which Way Now, on the Cuneiform label, was recorded live in 75. The sound isn't glorious, but it more than doubles Isipingo's recorded output. The sextet sounds like a pint-sized cousin to the South African-English big band Brotherhood of Breath. Like a steamship, it's powerful but not geared for sudden turns. There's a joyful exuberance and carefree slapdash quality that are hard to separate. Those twin tendencies are personified by trumpeter Mungesi Feza, like Isipingo drummer Louis Maholo, a member of the Blue Notes. Feza has his technical shortcomings, but sometimes he gets the most beautiful ragged sound this side of Don Cherry. That's bandleader and King Crimson sideman Keith Tippett on piano. Isipingo's other Englishman is alto saxophonist Mike Osborne, who had a trio with bassist Miller and drummer Maholo and really dug into their rhythmic concept. His well-turned solo on the tune Which Way Now wittily combines woodwind practice drills and Ornette Coleman's slippery blues tonality. Isopingo issued only one LP in the 70s, which makes this belated sequel especially welcome, even if they're not always in tune and do let things run on. The band only lasted a couple more years. Harry Miller moved to Holland in 1977, helping to incite a vogue for South African-style tunes over there. He died following a post-gig road accident in 1983. The last surviving member of the Blue Notes, drummer Louis Maholo, now known as Louis Maholo Maholo, recently retired to his homeland, bringing this era of international cooperation to an informal end.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Which Way Now, the historical recording by Harry Miller's sextet Isopingo. It's on the Cuneiform label.